All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Leap of Faith. Let's go ahead and get it started. So, moral support, eh? Also, curious, of course. Must be so weird seeing your dad after all this time. How do you feel about it? Doesn't feel like anything special at all. Feels more like a job interview. Job interview? Yeah, like I have 10 minutes to make a good impression. Then I'll never see the guy again. Well, growing up without a father can be a blessing too, you know. But I'm sure you'll do fine. Makes me wonder if I should have gotten a haircut. That's all up to you, because there's a hairdresser right over there. I'll be fine without it. You'll be fine. Don't think too much about it. Right, Lexi? Lexi? So many people. Are you sure you don't have social anxiety? That girl definitely looked at me. Will you relax for a bit? You're just another face in the crowd now. Is that a good thing, though? Meaning? To be completely anonymous in the crowd, just like any other? Would you have noticed me at all that night at the Metro if I was just another face out there? And would you have wanted to travel halfway around the country to spend a few weeks with me if I were? That's an interesting way to look at things, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm very glad I did. Me too. Holy shit, why are we talking about me when it's you that's gonna see your dad? I think we talked enough about that already, don't you? Well, there's still time if you wanna, you know, get a haircut or something. There's a hairdresser right over there. Yeah, I've already had that conversation. Right, Holly? Holly? Knowing her, I'm quite sure where she went. Oh, shopping? Shopping. You go join her if you want. I'll just sit here and enjoy this bench. I'm not too fond of shopping. I hate shopping. I might just love you even more right now. You will not believe all the cool shit they had in there. And everything was 50% off, so I've saved 50% off what I used right now. That's not at all how it works. 50%. Phew, it's heavy stuff though. I can help you carry if you want. No, hang on, I got this. I know just who to call. Kevin, my favorite person in the whole wide world. Ollie, how can I be of service? Are you available? I've been in the mall and... how many bags? I don't know, not that many. The usual amount. I'm sure it won't be a problem for you, Kevin. Kevin? He hung up on me. Huh, I'll give you a hand, Holly. How about we meet here after you've met your dad, Grim? Sure. He hung up on me. Let me help you carry those. See ya, Grim. Why am I nervous all of a sudden? Let's get it over with. This is the correct address. I hope. So my dad owns this office? Is he running a big company? And where do I go from here? I have so many questions. Oh, there's someone here. Excuse me, miss. Hi there, friend. I'm C. How may I be of assistance? Pleasure to meet you, C. I'm Grim. Is it C or Sia? I don't know. I mean, I'll just call her C. Look, if the badge on her fucking thing read C, I was like, hey, C, how you doing? I mean, look, I know English as it is spelled, not as people like. It's Sia. How is it Sia? Where's the H? You know, Leah has an H. Where's Sia? It doesn't work. And it's not CIA, which would make more sense, even though if it had CIA, I'd start thinking, well, I'd have a little bit more respect, I think. Oh, shit, you're CIA. No, the name is Sia. Well, I don't know that. I have an appointment with Benjamin Thompson at 2 o'clock. Hold on, let me check his schedule. He has an appointment at 2 p.m., but he hasn't registered a name. But if nobody enters the door within the next 5 minutes until the meeting, I think we can safely assume that you're the correct person. Sounds good to me. So you're pre-OD&D, huh? I am what now? I have no idea what that means. It means your meeting is important and he does not want to be disturbed. Do you want a coffee or something? I can make one real quick. No, I'm fine. A bit nervous, actually, so adding coffee to that probably isn't the best idea. He's right. Oh, I fully know what you mean. When I get nervous, I start talking a whole lot and wave my arms all around the place. And if you were wondering, his office is right over there, just so you know where. Besides that, feel free to call for me if there's anything I can do or if you change your mind on that coffee. Oh, good lord! Ouch! That's gonna leave a mark. Oh crap, how about you? Are you okay? I'm fine. And even better, I saved one half of the coffee and the computer survived the other half of it. Maybe. I mean, I can fix that. Probably. But I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Or my computer. Is that smoke? Don't worry about it. I'll have it fixed in no time. Anyway, it's 2:00 now. He should be ready for you. Feel free to enter. No need to knock. Don't be nervous. Thank you. And I probably would have been less nervous if it hadn't been for the fact that he's my dad. This is so weird. What should I say? Hey, Dad. Benjamin? Dude? Thank you for the $200,000? I don't want to discuss this any further. Just keep your part of the deal. I have an important meeting right now, so we'll have to continue this conversation at a later time. Talk to you later on. Grim! It's so good to finally meet you, son. Good to see you too. I've been wanting to reach out to you for a long time, but never really had the guts. It was just pure luck that I saw your nuke with Lexi. That's how I figured you were in L.A. It was an opportunity I felt I couldn't miss. And now that you're here, I'm just so happy to see you. Shit, I'm babbling. Let's sit down and have a chat. You must have a million questions right now. You can say that. But honestly, I'm just a bit overwhelmed by it all. Please, son, feel free to ask me anything you might be wondering about. The money you sent? Shit, where do I start? Mom says hi, by the way. Just talked to her on the phone. Such a fantastic woman. Give her my best in return. I have to ask you this. Why did you leave? It was a shitty thing to do. I guess that would be a very logical question. One that's very hard to answer if I'm going to be frank. I can only say that something happened. I didn't want to leave, but certain circumstances occurred that made me leaving the better option. A better option for your mom, not me. I'm sure that doesn't make any sense to you. To most people, it probably wouldn't have, but this is a long time to stay away if you wanted to keep in touch. Did you know about me before you left? No, I reached out to your mom about 2 years later. We talked on the phone. That's when she told me. When I heard that, I was happy. Happy, rather. And although this seems weird, even happier, I left. I was a different man back then. She was better off without me. You don't sound like you're from the Middle East. Oh, I mean, there's a slight accent, and your name is not what I thought it would be. When I met your mom, I guess my accent was quite a bit heavier indeed. I became an American citizen sometime after meeting your mom. My birth country is Afghanistan. My birth name is Abdul Ghaffar Anwar. My family was killed. There was nothing there keeping me behind. I moved to London and started anew. Eventually, I ended up in the U.S., started this company, and did business all over the world. Why? I figured it was the least I could do. I wanted to give you a better start in life than I had. I want to look at this again, though. Why didn't you send it to Mom instead? It's hard being a single mom, you know? When I spoke with your mom about... After learning about you, I offered to help her economically. She declined, and it wasn't until much later that I came across some money. So when I figured it was the least I could do for you to give you a better start in life than I had. It makes all the sense. Why call now? After all this time? It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. As I said, I saw the nuke and thought I had to contact him. He's literally in the neighborhood. I'm glad you had the time to drop by, though. Kid, I can't do this. The whole dad and son thing. I spent my whole life blissfully ignorant of everything that had to do with you. I had no dad and was fine without one. I'm 24 now, and the dad bonding opportunities is just too weird. Seeing you just enhances everything that's happened. You left Mom, and although she always says good things about you, I could see she was hurting. She never found another guy. Knowing her was probably because of me or even you. Even today, when I spoke to her about it, I could hear it in her voice. And you left me behind. You said so yourself, even when you knew you had a son. I can't sit here and pretend I care because I don't think I do. I understand. I have to get out of here. I need some air. Of course. Christ, why am I reacting like this? It's not like he's being mean. But everything that's happened these last few years is partly his fault, and he doesn't even know it. I feel like I'm gonna puke. I'm guessing that didn't go all that well. It's fine, I just need some air. What you said earlier, he's your dad, isn't he? He told me about you at some point, but I never thought you'd randomly drop by someday. I don't know what to think right now. I get that, but my offer of a cup of coffee still stands. It's probably not a good time. I get that too, but I'd hate for you to leave without me getting a few words with my brother. You're my... Yes. This day's been one surprise after another. Is that a yes? Okay, coffee it is, as long as we get out of here. Great. Let me just put this back and get ready. She's not a great receptionist. Crap. Okay, let me just clean this up. Should be done in no time. If I could just reach... That's a nice... Christ! I'll just wait outside. I honestly don't know what to say. I woke up this morning and my only family was my mom. Now I've met with and walked out on my dad, and I'm currently having lunch with my sister. I know what you mean. You said you knew about me? Sure, it's not like it was the everyday conversation topic during dinner, but he never hid it. That he had a son from a relationship from before he met Mom. But now that I'm suddenly sitting face to face with that son of his, it's nothing like I imagined it would be. You're different than what I thought. In a good or bad way. Just different. Then again, I have no clue what I expected. You don't have any more siblings, or I don't, however you say it. Nope, I'm an only child, or on my side, that is. And your mom? Died some years ago, cancer. Ooh. Sorry to hear that. You don't need to be. She'd be struggling. She'd been struggling for a long time. When she took her last breath, I was happy for her. Not having to live a life in pain anymore. I believe he sent you some of that insurance money from her death as well. Oh, that's where the money came from. Shit, he's been trying to be all nice. He's trying to be nice all along, and I've been acting like a spoiled kid. I feel there's more to this than what you're saying. Let me fill you in on the blanks. So you see, he made my life hell for the last 2 years because of the money he sent. And he doesn't even know it. But now, I realize that without him, I wouldn't have even met Stephanie in the first place. Or Lexi. Or met you, for that matter. Wow. I mean, now that you're saying it, it's all fucked up. But it's not like you did it on purpose. I know. I hope you call him again someday. I probably should. But about the sister and brother thing. I'm all new to this. What do brothers and sisters do anyway? No idea. Enjoy the coffee without spilling it all over their computer? Everyone thinks I'm a klutz anyway. Well, you were pouring coffee all over the table. Oh, for the love of klutz. You remind me of someone I know. Please tell me she's a nice person, at least. He. And yes, he is. Don't worry about it. A little napkin and it's all sorted. At least you didn't pour coffee all over me. The day is still young. Well, speaking of, I probably should get going. I have someone waiting for me. But it's really nice meeting you. Maybe we can exchange numbers so we can, you know, stay in touch. I'd love that. So call me anytime, okay? That goes for you, too. She is your sister. Oh, brother hug. This is nice. Take care now, will you? Goodbye. Maybe having a brother isn't so bad. Like a little annoying brother or something. You know you're talking out loud, right? And I'm older than you. Why is he taking such a long time? We've waited for like... Holly? Like 5 minutes? 5 minutes! You're such a diva. He'll be back when he's back. Do you remember that party that one time? What party? There were so many of them. Well, this one particular party. So many. When we kissed. Yeah, I remember. We kissed on the dance floor and all the guys went nuts. And I remember your lips were so soft. Oh, here we go. True, I have quite awesome lips. Kiss me. What? You heard me. Seriously, you want me to kiss you? I thought you didn't want anybody to look at you here. Don't care, and I'm bored waiting. I know you and Grim have been getting it on, and I love that, but... Chicken. Am not... Chicken. Okay. Let me just... There. Much better. Back. Sorry, it was a bit delayed. Everything okay? I feel like the guy that walked in the wrong moment. No harm done. We were just waiting for you. Finally, we've waited forever. Her words, not mine. So how did it go? I can tell you on the way back or when we get to your place. Why don't we do something else instead of heading back? Lexi's got a little surprise down at the pier. I do? Oh, I do. That's a fantastic idea, Holly. So what do you say, Grim? Sure thing. We need to head over to my place first to get some things and make sure Steph is doing fine. Why don't you do that and I can wait down at the pier? You don't mind waiting? No, I could use some air right now. Pier 19 at 8 then? Fine by me. Have fun, you two. Okay, so this is Pier 19, but I'm way early. Couldn't take any more walking around in the city. I'll just wait around for a bit. Don't mind. Beats waiting inside a shopping mall. Maybe they have coffee in that newsstand. Anybody here? Hey, man. Sorry, didn't see you there. I didn't expect any customers today. You can't get a whole lot of customers out here on a deserted pier, or... Oh, you come back when the cruise ships... anchor up. I just need one of those cruise ship days a month and I'm good. Anyway, anything I can get you, friend? Well, they're out there, brah. You don't happen to have any coffee back there? Well, this isn't a coffee shop, but if you don't mind having a cup of the coffee I brought from home, then by all means, have some. Yeah, please, if you have some extra. No problem, buddy. Hang on while I go pour you a freebie. This isn't some crappuccino or other shit. This is the real deal. Blue Java, as black as the Black Sea. Sounds perfect. Is there anything else I can do for you? You got newspapers? By your feet, friend. Only got one, though. But it's the one that matters. The AVN Tribute. Yeah, I already read that one earlier today. Poor girl having the paparazzi chasing her like that. Couldn't agree more. Hey, man. Check around the corner. What now? Look around the corner. Is that who I think it is? Yeah, bought a newspaper earlier. Seemed bummed out. Should go talk to her. Sure, I'll see if she wants company. And thanks for the coffee. Appreciate it. Okay, worked with Cece on the bus stop. Nice evening. Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. I was only looking for a little chat. Also, why did it sound so much worse this time? I always say, okay, that doesn't work for everyone. Also, why did it sound so much worse this time? Anyway, just me and you then, Bench. I wonder, hold on, can I do something else? Is there a way? Did you try talking to her? Yeah, but my skills with girls aren't top notch. I started by asking if she wanted to see my surfboard. Then if she wants to wax. Okay, I get it. I'll go see if she wants company. And thanks for the coffee. Appreciate it. Okay, work with Cece on the bus stop. And she's like, nice evening. And she's like, no. And like, uh-uh. Okay, so it doesn't work. And the calming sound of the sea. This is a good time to message someone. We pretty much locked out of every girl, folks, except for Lexi. Probably shouldn't. She's right around the corner anyway. Excuse me? Yes? Oh. Got room for one more? Sure thing. There's plenty of space here. Sorry about earlier. I was in deep thought. Don't worry about it. It's not like it was the smartest thing of me to do. I mean, a stranger talking to you at the end of a deserted pier. What could possibly go wrong? You're Jay Campbell, right? I'm Grim. Nice to meet you. I take it you read the papers. Yeah, I saw the article today. Seemed like you had a lot on your plate right now, so that's why I said hello. Also, when I read the article, everyone seemed to want to know about your parents' company. But somehow I thought about that brother of yours reminding me of something that happened to me. It's a long story. We handle things differently. Let me tell you my story, then. I had this girlfriend. I'd say she was the perfect girlfriend. But one day she disappeared completely. I never got to know the reason for it. Just poof, and then she was gone. Seven evenings I sat on the porch looking at the sunset. And I always imagined that she did the same, wherever she was. It's kind of comforting knowing we'd be looking at the same sun no matter where she was. Made the distance feel so much smaller. I take it you got back together. We didn't. But I got to hear her story in the end, and I forgave her. You could have given me a happy ending at least. Maybe. But it's just a story. So what's the moral? Good question. Maybe that no matter what happens in life, there's always sunsets. And speaking of... There it is. It's beautiful. Sure is. You're that guy, right? From Lexi's nuke? Oh, that nuke. Seems like a long time ago, but yes. Thought I recognized you. Do you think maybe we should capture it? Say social media. Looking good. Well, I better get going. I've got some things to sort out. Best of luck to you. Distant laughter. And there's the people I'm waiting for. Is that? You mean the woman in the $40,000 designer dress? Yeah. Who seems to be slightly tipsy. Yep. Singing Born to Drive Me Crazy. Mm-hmm. Is that Lexi DeMonte? Yes, it is. Do you think I could ask for a... Go for it. See you around, Grim. You're nice company. You too. Holy shit, that's a nice... selfie. Ass. Huh? Damn, that girl had ass for days. I like Holly. Yep, those are the kind of girls I used to hang out with. Like, did you see the ass on that? What do you mean? You seen the... Are you playing the ass game now? I mean, didn't you? You're staring, aren't you? No comment. Look at her. Okay, it's a nice ass. No, I mean Lexi. She has a nice ass too. Will you stop with the asses? I mean, just look at her face. I haven't seen her smile like that in forever. She has a beautiful smile. I've seen it in all her videos. Not like this. Just look, it reaches her eyes. Lexi has been a completely different person since you came into her life. I think you might just be perfect for her. And I'm not just saying that to make you feel good, you know. There's something about you so very... comforting and enjoyable. And look at her now. That might just be your best smile. See? It really makes her eyes stand out. Wow, she does have ass for days. I mean, I knew I wasn't wrong about that. Yeah, I'd certainly say so, gentlemen. I wasn't looking. God forbid. May have to turn in my man card. I didn't notice a nice ass. Oh, must be that losing testosterone. Gotta lift more weights. I've been lifting weights a little bit every day, which is more than some guys do. On another note, how much did you guys drink? We had one drink. One. What a nice woman. But then again, she's never had much tolerance. And what are you two whispering about? Asses. So are you going to tell him why we're here, or are we just going to stand here in silence? Oh, that's right. We didn't come here for the view. No, we didn't. Let's go for a trip. On my boat! Holy shit, that's not a boat. That's a ship. She's got a battleship. You mean holy ship? No more drinks for you, Lexi. Let's go already. Welcome aboard. Make yourself at home. Looks amazing. Honestly, I've never really used it except for some promo events and parties. But this is a good time as any for the maiden journey, right? Holly, can you go talk to the captain and tell him we're all good to go? Sure. And you're not going to tell him the real reason why you haven't used it, are you? What reason? I don't like the piano color. A very good, valid, understandable reason. I'll be on my way then. You two get comfy. So, how was the meeting with your dad? It was overwhelming, mostly. I mean, I asked him a lot of questions and he answered them all. But every time he answered, I felt it became more and more unbearable. Like the walls were creeping in on me. In the end, I just had to get out of there. After all, it was his money present which started it all. You know, the investigation Steph was a part of, and her leaving and all that. I think I gave him a lot of blame for the past 2 years of my life, when everything went to shit, literally. That bad, eh? And now I feel awful. What for? For putting pressure on you to go see him. I went on and on, and in that case, thank you. Now you're not making any sense at all. After I left him and got to chew it over for a bit, I realized that if he hadn't done that, well, I wouldn't be sitting here with you in my arm right now. If I didn't see the reward in that, I wouldn't be worth a penny. And this is worth everything. And I love that you're here with me. These few past weeks have been amazing. I sense a butt coming. We won't see each other all that much. Don't get me wrong, I love to spend time with you, but I also love to sing live, to perform, give joy to those there. Every single concert I've done has lasted more than 2 hours. I wouldn't dream of asking you to stop that. Then how? I don't have all the answers. But when you're looking at the sunset in the evenings from home or wherever you are in the world touring, please use that as a reminder that you can call me anytime. The sunset was half an hour ago. I know, but I was on a roll with the whole sunset concept here. Agreed. This is nice. If it hadn't been for the overly tight dress, feels like my tits are gonna pop out any second and shout peekaboo. Really? I hadn't noticed. Sure. You're still looking. I was waiting for the peekaboo. I don't know how you girls do it. Can't imagine how I'd be wearing all kinds of uncomfortable dresses. You really look good in it, though. But just the pressure on the boobs. And the stomach and... Okay, no more talk about pressure on the stomach. Oh, and I forgot to say, turns out I have a sister. Wow, and that actually makes sense when I come to think about it. But seriously, Lexi, we'll find a way, don't you think? Wow, when I said get comfy, you really took it seriously, didn't you? I mean, the sunset was half an hour ago. You sure took your sweet time. Did you get the... Mm-hmm, all good. Then can I... One sec. You wanted to know if there was any equipment for fishing on board? I mean, if there's a chance I can throw out a few lines, it'd be awesome. Just for the fun of it, of course. Never fished before? Cap said there was a box marked fishing equipment inside. So just go at it if you want. Me and Lexi can go have some girl time while you're at it. Everything you need should be in that box. Fishing poles, hooks, bobbers. She can't go fishing with him? Like, you can't fish? Like, I'm not a big fisherman, but if I've got a girl and I'm going fishing, she needs to be going fishing with me, right? I mean, I've been fishing a few times. I never did that. You know, the thing about fishing and me is, I guess I'm impatient. And fishing is a waiting man's game. You gotta be patient with the fish. You put the hook in the bobber, you know, you put the hook. You put the hook in the water, you know, you lower it down with your weights. And, I mean, eventually you get a fish. Sometimes you don't. Depends on if the fish are biting. Only damn thing I've been able to catch is goddamn brim. Catching nothing. I said, you too close to the... I know I'm too close to the shore. That's probably the damn problem. And then, of course, I'll go out there and I'll throw my line and I'll catch it on a goddamn tree limb that's out there. It's like, what the fuck? Who puts a tree limb out there right in the middle of the fucking lake? I'm trying to get over here to get to where the fish are at, and you end up bringing a goddamn lake or somebody's shoe or something else over in there. I don't know. Anyway, let's rant for another time. Good and nice forgotten if you're the kind that's okay with all that fish goo. Yeah, I'm not much for gutting fish, but ain't like I can't do it. Intestines. And that's why she's never used the yacht before. That sounds awful. It sounds like someone's flushing the toilet. She okay? Sure she is, right, Lexi? See, fit as a fiddle. You go get that fishing gear. I'll take care of Lexi. Yeah, he's gone. Give a guy a fishing pole and he's oblivious to everything else. He'll be like that for hours now, dipping the fishing pole up and down, looking blankly at the bobber. At some point he'll say, I could feel something touching the line, and go back to staring. Fascinating. Anyway, I think you're good now. You've been brushing for like 20 minutes. If you would have just given me the motion sickness pills earlier, I wouldn't have to. You're better off without them, and now you don't have to think about no alcohol because of them. Uh-huh, drinking on an empty stomach. And let's say I've been brushing my teeth a whole lot more than normal lately. But why? Your teeth are sparkling white. Oh! I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for me, too. And did you do the thing I told you? You know, with the tongue on the... Yep. And there was cum everywhere. Lexi. And the long-distance relationship thing? Are you gonna make it work? Hopefully. I'm gonna miss him, but I don't expect him to come along for every concert. Let's have a little fun. Jump into the pool or something instead of waiting for him to snap out of it. He's really into it, isn't he? He is. Allow me to demonstrate. Holy shit! But I hit boob. So Grim. Mm-hmm. We're playing the boob game, and the question is, are these a nice size in your opinion? Mm-hmm. Not too big or small or... Sure. See? Totally gone. You're nuts! Now undo me. I'm slightly excited by this. You had a drink on an empty stomach. That's probably it. Oh my god, I can't breathe again. I can breathe again, rather. Go for it. How about these? They get the stamp of approval? Okay. Okay, I'll show you. I mean, you sure? 9:30. Yep, he's gone. Told you. Let's hop in the pool. So, mood better now? Sure, then again, you know me too well. You know that thing I asked you about earlier? The kiss, right? Yes! Do you think? Go for it. Really? Before I change my mind. Best day ever. You guys are missing out. I can feel something touching the line right now. What am I doing? This is the last evening with Lexi and Holly, and I'm standing here fishing. They're probably bored out of their mind. Well, I'll be damned. It was just as I remembered. Strawberry chapstick. And your soft lips. Apart from the toothpaste, that was not half bad. I swear, I turned my back on you kids for 2 minutes. Oh, you're done fishing. A little wet night swim is all. Not sure if I should be confused or excited right now. Well, she's all warmed up in case it's the latter. I'm out of here. I've done enough harm already. Have fun. I'm sorry. Let me explain. So this is awkward. Hang on. There. You looked cold. I don't normally do that. Kissing girls, that is. I just don't want you to get the wrong impression. We kissed once before, many years ago. The guys went all nuts, and early today I thought about that, and now... Holly was right, getting drinks on an empty stomach wasn't a smart idea. I'm still a bit woozy. Oh, wow! You two kissing? About you two kissing? It's fine. You know, somehow when two girls kiss, it's not that big a deal. It would have been a guy, it would have been a completely different matter altogether. I know, really, I'd never do that. So now that you got that out of your system, let's keep the kissing between us, of course. But you know, I have a good idea. I'm not cold anymore, so I won't be needing your jacket now. You won't be needing that. And these, I won't be needing them either. But I definitely need this, and by the feel of it, seems you need something, too. I see you're getting real comfortable. Mm-hmm, I like this part of a relationship. Very much. Why don't you be a good girl and make yourself even more comfortable? Like this? You're a fast learner. I always was. This is so... wrong. Huh? Thought I saw someone. I got an idea. Whatever it is, go for it. This doesn't feel fair. All the attention you've been giving me lately, it's time I return the favor. I mean, I'm just laying here. You were saying? Go on. Oh, okay. I love how your tongue feels. I'm going to come, you know. Let me continue then. Fuck me instead. I want us coming together. You don't want to call her a spoiled bitch. I wonder what she'd say on that. Always getting your will, eh? You're such a spoiled bitch. Fuck. Shocked you could... Shit, Say it again. Oh, she likes that. Okay. Note to self, remember that shit. I mean, that's one thing that you have to really break your programming as a guy. A lot of time girls like to be called really dirty shit when you're fucking them. And it's something that, like, okay, now I can call you all kinds of crazy shit? Spoiled? No, the other word. Bitch! Ah! What a good feeling, just listening to his heartbeat. I don't know how I made it without you, but I'm so happy you're here now. Holly was right, though. Long-distance relationships can be tough, and Jen wasn't thrilled. But even if we move in together at some point, it'll always be a long-distance relationship. It's not like I can ask him to come touring with me. Relax, Lexi. You're overthinking things, right? I'm awake, you know. Morning, Lexi. Morning, love. Your hair is tickling me. I'm afraid that's just something you'll have to get used to. Neither me or my hair is going anywhere. Sounds like a good plan. Or actually, I'm a bit hungry. Say no more, I'm hungry too, and I should probably take another motion sickness pill. Let me go make us some breakfast. Can you go see if Holly's up? It's such a nice day. It sure is. Let's go find Holly. But first, clothes. Okay, so that seems like a good spot for now, guys. Obviously, we are going to continue Leap of Faith. His new game, U4EA, is available chapter 1. That's going to be on GOG also. So if you like this one, which is on GOG, you can pick that up pretty soon. Well, when it's done. It's probably going to take a little while. You know how GOG is. So, I guess you can support him on Patreon and support U4EA, which is a completely different kind of game. It offers more freedom of movement for those that just don't want a straight story. Or there isn't really a straight story. I'm sorry, guys. Like, this is a story. You have different paths and things. That one is more sandboxy. So if you like a sandbox-type game, where you move around and interact, that might be more your thing. I'm not used to that in this genre. I like the visual novel format, but I'm willing to give Drifty a chance. He is a really good writer, I think. He's written some excellent, excellent scenes. So I think he'll do just as good here with this new island premise. But yeah, if you guys are interested in that, you can support Drifty Games at Patreon. So check that out. And remember, this game's on Steam, it's on GOG, it's on itch.io, it's on a lot of places, so go pick it up. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Leap of Faith, and we'll see you back here with more Leap of Faith.